If you've just joined us, we're thinking about praying with children. What do we do in our group? So if you want to meet with someone else or have a chat, what goes on in your group? And if I could just stop you there, I think probably we've got everybody that we're going to get now. Hopefully you're relaxed after your lunch and you've met some of the people sitting next to you. Let me just tell you who I am. My name is Helen and I'm employed as a children's worker at my church, which is St Stephen's in Birmingham. I am not an expert on praying, so I was asked to do the seminar and really I'm not an expert. So I'm not expecting to tell you anything brilliantly new, but hopefully let's have a think together about prayer. Praying ourselves, praying with children, and then some kind of practical creative ideas for prayer at the end. Also, I just want to say right at the beginning that if I say anything that is remotely good or helpful, it's because I've nicked it from this book here, which is called A Praying Life by Paul Miller. I forgot to mention it to the bookstall, to ask them to put it on the bookstall, which is my fault again. But I really recommend this book. I think this is one of the most helpful books I've read on prayer. The man who wrote it writes about his experience. He's American with six kids, one who is severely autistic, and he talks a lot about his experience praying with his children, praying with his autistic daughter, as well as just praying and how to pray. So if you do nothing else, get this book. I think it's just brilliant. It's really been helpful book for me, and worth getting hold of. I think when it comes to a topic like this, we can often feel a bit hypocritical because we know, well, I know, I'm not good at praying. I'm not good at praying on my own, never mind thinking about praying with children. So as we start, let's ask God to help us in this subject. So let me pray for us. Gracious God, thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. You love us and you want a relationship with us. You want us to talk to you, and we pray that you would help us this afternoon. Please help us as we think about praying. Please teach us, guide us, and help us to know and love you more so that we want to talk to you and we want to encourage children to talk to you too. Amen. Amen. We often talk about prayer very casually. We'll say, oh, someone tells us something and we'll say, I'll pray for you. I will pray for you later. Or we won't just do it now, but later on I'll go home and I will remember to pray for you. But then actually the reality is we don't get around to praying. And I think often that's because we don't really think that prayer makes a difference. I find that I try to pray and just seconds later I'm thinking about what I'm going to be having for my tea or what I'm going to be wearing that day. My mind just wanders. I find prayer very difficult. And it can often feel like we're the only one that feels like that. Everyone else seems to be okay. They all seem to know how to pray. We think that praying is easy for everyone else. Actually, I don't think that's true. And so just telling you now to get on and pray won't work. Just telling you now to get on and get the kids to pray won't work. Because our struggle is that we're often focusing on prayer and not on who we're praying to. God, our Father in heaven. Prayer is about relationship, getting to know God better. And so when we remember that our Heavenly Father, who controls everything, is there, we know we can ask and we can be sure that he will listen and he will act. So what we need to remember right at the start is, if I am his child, change is possible and I have hope. Prayer works. Now, on several occasions in the Bible, we find that Jesus tells his disciples to become like little children. And I've thought a bit about what that means in regard to praying. So I think three things. First of all, when it comes to praying, that means that we're not to pretend. Our children are very good at just blurting things out. They don't filter, they just say what's on their mind or on their hearts. whatever the situation or circumstance, which can be embarrassing at times, but they just say it. We often try to be something that we're not. We think that we have to be super spiritual or that we have to clean up our act. But Jesus wants us to come to him just as we are. Secondly, children often get things wrong. They mess up, and when they do, they try again. The gospel is about God our Father welcoming us back home. And he is so pleased when we come to him with our weak and our wobbly prayers. The children are dependent. They recognise their need, that they can't do things on their own, that they need help. And the opening words of the Lord's Prayer are, "Our Father." God is our Father who loves us, he welcomes us, and he wants us to come to him weak and wobbly and messy as we are. If we think we can do life on our own, we won't take prayer seriously. And we know, but then we don't often practice the fact that prayer doesn't have to be a long, thought out, drawn out thing. Father, help. Teach me, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God. So a praying life isn't just about having a set prayer time in the morning. It's about slipping into prayer at odd times or all sorts of times of the day, realising that we can't do anything, work, family, home, anything without Jesus' help. And so we pray. We pray because our Heavenly Father wants us to, because we need to. And so today we're thinking about how to pray with children because their Heavenly Father wants them to. And because they need to pray. So two big things we're going to think about praying with children today. First of all, praying with children means modelling a praying life. And secondly, a praying life means taking every opportunity. First of all, modelling a praying life. All my life while I was growing up at home, I saw my mum pray every morning. Every morning she had a shower, she washed her hair, and while she was drying her hair, she'd have a Bible open and she would do Bible notes and then she would pray. Now I'm the oldest of four children and we knew that whatever else was happening at that time, at that moment, we were not to interrupt my mum. That was the time when she was hearing from God's word and she was talking to God when she prayed. We saw this happen every day. I can't remember... unless she was absolutely sick when she didn't do this every day. And so from my earliest memory, I knew that prayer was really important. I saw that my mum prioritised it. I saw that mum knew that she needed to do this to get through the day. My mum modelled a praying life to us children. And so showing children what a praying life looks like is crucial. We let the children we live with, the children that we work with, see us pray. We model it to them. We let them hear us pray. We model what it means to say thank you to God. We model saying sorry to God when we've messed up. And we show our desperate need when we cry out to God for help. We must be trying to model a praying life. Secondly, a praying life means taking every opportunity. Let's just do it. There's lots of stuff that we can talk about prayer, but let's just do it. Someone mentions they're struggling at school. Let's say a prayer about that right there and then. Someone's feeling sick. Let's just talk to God about it right now, not later, now. Someone's worried about something. Shall we just pray about that together? Let's take every opportunity. Before we read the Bible together, let's ask for God's help. After we've looked at the Bible, let's ask God to help us to sink these truths down deep into our hearts so we understand it. Before we have meals, let's thank God for the good things that he gives us. Let's take every opportunity to pray. And remember, the prayer doesn't have to be a long thing. It doesn't have to be this gigantic prayer. I'm sorry, Lord, for that. Please help me to be kind. Father, show us how to do the right thing now. So two things. We're modelling a praying life and we're taking every opportunity to pray. Now, when I was thinking about talking about prayer with people, there were two issues that came to mind. that might or might not be issues that you have in your church, but I think it's worth mentioning them because it might be something that you need to go away and think about with your team later on. The first issue is non-Christian children praying. Now, some people really struggle with children who aren't Christians praying. They worry about children being lulled into a feeling that they have a relationship with Jesus when they don't really. Now, I don't know if this is something that you've come across or not really. It's not really an issue in my church, but I have met people where this is a problem. And so the way that this is often overcome is by a group leader being the person who says the prayer, and then they allow space for children to kind of put in their little bits of ideas, and then the leader gathers the prayers together at the end. So that's what some people think. However, others think that we can trust that God hears all our prayers, and so we can encourage children to talk to God whatever stage they're at. They practice praying this way and it becomes part of their normal life, and that we mustn't hinder children from coming to Jesus. Now, this might not be something that you've come across or even thought about before, but it's worth just knowing that there might be people, leaders or parents in your church family that have these different views, and you need to maybe think about how you're going to pray with the children that you work with. The second issue that you might have come across is what I've called systems of prayer. Now, we do need to be careful about systems. And when I talk about systems of prayer, I mean things like learnt prayers. So things like the Lord's Prayer, or as I go to an Anglican church, we have liturgy. So set prayers that we say maybe every week. So things like this kind of prayer. I know it's not huge, so you might not be able to see it very well. So these are prayers that just happen and people join in and say together. We need to be careful of systems. It's easy to get caught up in our own world and we forget and miss people. And no one wants to be treated like a robot, even God. He is a person. And systems can seem to fly in the face of what we know about childlike praying, that messy, wobbly, weak prayer. So again, some people really don't find these kind of set prayers helpful things. However, some people think that saying set prayers can be really helpful building blocks, that teaching children how to pray here is helpful because we're giving them phrases that they can use later in life. Now, I did grow up in an Anglican church, so we said lots of creeds and set prayers, and even though maybe I didn't find them so helpful at the time, those stuck in my head and surprisingly have come out at all sorts of times when I wasn't sure what to pray or I was struggling with prayer. Some of these phrases are things that have come back to me again and again as I've grown up, so I found them helpful. All of us create systems with things that are important to us, and so we need some systems, maybe, and we need to just come to our Heavenly Father. Again, these are issues that you might not have come across, but it might be worth just thinking about, talking about with your parents, with your church leaders, what prayer looks like in your church group. Anybody got any questions about anything I've said so far? Or anything to say? Well, on then. So, let me summarise quickly. So, praying with children, we need to be modelling a praying life. Praying life means taking every opportunity. We've got a couple of issues to think about. Let's think about some practical ideas. I think that's probably why people come to a seminar like this. I'm not sure. Things that we can do with children to pray. Now, we're remembering that prayer is talking to our Heavenly Father. And the problem when we talk about being creative in our prayer is that sometimes we can get a bit muddled with that and think that it's something different. Prayer is talking. We listen to God when we hear the Bible. We're talking to God, we're saying something to Him. But we can wrap that up in exciting and interesting ways, but we just need to be clear. This is not the listening to God bit, this is the talking to God bit. So I've divided into two groups. I've got kind of younger children prayer ideas and older children prayer ideas. These are some of the things that I found helpful. I'd be really interested actually in a few minutes to hear what your ideas are for praying, so maybe we can help each other and think about what we do with the children that we work with. These are some of the things that I've done with little children, so the kind of sevens and unders. First of all is the response prayer. Now, because they're little and they don't really read, I wouldn't have it written up. This is for your benefit. So we have a prayer that we're a phrase that we're all going to say together. We're going to say, when we're talking to God, we're going to say, "We say sorry." And we'll rehearse that a few times so we all know what we're going to do. And then I'll start the prayer. So it might be something like this. Father God, for the times we choose to disobey you, we say sorry. For the times we are rude and unkind, we say sorry. For the times we don't want to share what we have with other people, we say sorry. Well done, and so on. So a response prayer like this is quite helpful for little children, because it's the same repeated phrase all the way through. If they've missed it the first couple of times, they might want to join in and say it by the end. So one idea for praying with little children, a response prayer. Another idea is a TSP with actions, I've called it in my notes, which means it's a kind of another kind of system of prayer, a model of prayer, a thank you, a sorry, and a please prayer. Now, I work really hard with my 3s to 5s a couple of terms ago on this pattern of prayer. So I wanted them to see that when, I wanted them to really get this idea of saying thank you to God, saying sorry to God, saying please to God. Because they're 3s to 5s and they're fidgety and they're little, I wanted to do something with their hands as well at the same time while they did this prayer. So when we did these prayers, I was the person who did the prayer, but they joined in with the actions. So it went something like this. I would say, Father God, thank you for, and they all had to put their hands in the air, and then I'd finish the sentence. We're sorry that, please help us to. And then we all join in and say, Amen. And we make that a really long sound. Amen. And then we do it a second time. With little children, I always like to repeat things many times. So the thank you, sorry, please pattern. So it would just get stuck in their head. Thank you, God. We're sorry that. Please would you help us too. Amen. And then even the children who are the slowest to join in can somehow catch up a little bit at the end. So thank you, sorry, please, was something I was really trying to get into their head so that they could have a framework for praying. We did later on actually in the same term do something, some kind of visual things again where I'd given them a piece of paper with the smaller than the thank you, sorry, please, and then I had a whole host of kind of random clip art pictures of things where they had to cut out and choose what they were going to say thank you to God for, what they're going to say sorry to God for, and what they're going to ask God for. So it might be, thank you God for my lunch, I'm sorry that I fought with my brother, please would you help Jill to get better. So we talked about things that we could say thank you, sorry, please for. So I think the thank you, sorry, please is just really nice, simple, easy thing for the little children to get. So the actions, I think, work particularly well, but the pictures was quite fun as well. And actually, parents did say when they did the pictures thing and they took them home, that was quite a good conversation that parents had later, and they carried on using that kind of model at home in their family times of prayer as well, because they could draw their own pictures or find other things to cut out and stick on. Again, with little children, another thing is for you to start the prayer and then to finish the sentence. Thank you, God, for... What do you want to say thank you to God for? What do you want to say thank you to God for? And we all add in a little bit. Sorry, God, for... What do you want to say thank you for? We go around and we collect them in. So I'm starting off the sentence and they're chipping in and finishing it off.
When I do that, I find that everybody says mummy or something. Yeah. One sentence and they all
say... And they all copy it.
Yeah. So I don't know whether you find that.
Yeah.
It is in some ways it doesn't matter. But
yeah. Yeah, it can be. Yeah, I think sometimes you do need to be a bit more directive. But, well, it depends, yes, if you're just happy for them to all say mummy.
Well, the very little ones, fine. I do, the 3s and 4s.
Yeah. You can say, oh, that's great. What, can we think of something else? what about this more? Yeah, you're right. That is what they'll say, because that's their world, isn't it, that they know. Yeah. I think it depends what your goal is. If you're teaching them the model of prayer, that we're saying this, thank you, sorry, please, or if you do want to expand them a bit. But yeah, that is helpful, you're right. Little children, it's great. And actually, what I've really liked is giving them the chance to pray their own prayer. I will say a prayer. We've done our story. I'll say the prayer about it. And I'll say, actually, is there anyone else who'd like to say a prayer? And it has been lovely to see the little threes and fives is what I've done, to hear them saying their prayer. And I think we get scared as we get older, don't we, about praying in groups and praying aloud. And that's a big thing. I just think it's really lovely when they're little. And maybe if they start little and think, actually, it's just, we're just talking to our Heavenly Father, let's just do this. And as if they start little and they grow up not being afraid, then that's a great thing. And it's just really exciting to hear what they pray as well. Well, or random. Convert both ways, can't it? Praying with little children, and some things that I've done with praying with little children. Praying with older children, these are, I'm sure, it's not really new to many of you. This is something that I've done with a kind of teenage girls, actually. They called it popcorn prayer. It's not really that exciting. The name sounds very exciting, but it's not as exciting. Really, it just has a leader, a clearly identified leader, starts the prayer time, a clearly identified leader finishes the prayer time, so we all know when it's going to end, and they just pop in at any time if they want to, and pop in their prayer. I say, it sounds so exciting, popcorn prayer, doesn't it? But they actually found that quite reassuring. So this was the kind of 14 to 18 girls that I worked with, because there's always that nervous feeling about being the first person to pray, or not quite knowing when the prayer time is ended. So we're all up front. I will start, Julie's going to finish. You pop in with your prayer if you want to. Popcorn prayers works well with older girls, and boys actually. Kind of 7 to 11 children, praying with them, passing around an object, so just a felt tip pen. We're going to pass the pen round the group. When you get to hold the pen, if you'd like to say a prayer out loud or in your head, you can pray, and when you finish your turn, you pass it on to the next one again, so just everybody knows when it's their turn, and so there's no awkward embarrassing times of thinking, oh, don't know, or that panic feeling, your heart's pounding because you think it's going to be my turn and I don't know what to say. You can just hold the pen and pray in your head, or not pray at all and just pass it on. So pretty basic, but actually that works very nicely. Post-it notes and paper shapes are a good thing. I love post-it notes because you can buy them in all sorts of exciting shapes. So you've got speech bubbles or arrows or just the square ones. But just writing something down, the act of writing a prayer on a different shaped piece of paper just seems more interesting. And the exciting thing about post-it notes is you can then just come and stick it to something. So you could all be writing a prayer about something and you come and you write it and you come and stick it at the front. Just vary. It just seems more exciting. And the nice colours. You know, you might have a piece of paper shaped like a house. Today we're going to pray about the people that live in our houses. Or this is a piece of paper shaped like our school. Let's pray about the people in our school. Different shapes are exciting and fun. So writing things, writing a prayer down. And I think, so I've just been to a seminar, I'm working with boys, and the boys don't really like writing, but girls quite often do like writing things, younger girls. So I was talking to my curate before I came, and his six and 8 year old girls just love doing this, writing. So he does this in their family devotional times. So they'll write things down because they like writing it neatly and nicely and decorating things. So it depends what children you've got. But writing things on paper shapes is a good thing, often.
But of course you could always draw it as well.
Oh, sorry? Draw. Yes, if you don't want to write, yes, you can do, thank you, yeah. That is a good point, isn't it, if you're not sure. And if actually the issue for them is they're worried about spelling or sentence structure, which is what they're conscious of when they're in school, we're just talking to our Heavenly Father. You don't need to get worried about this. It's about a relationship with God who loves us and welcomes us, our weak and wobbly prayers. So yeah, draw a picture of the thing that you're worried about or concerned about. thank you. Prayer box. So I had a nice man in my church who made this nice red box for me. This could be a worry box or a praise box. You could get children to who are a bit unsure about praying to write a phrase on a piece of paper, post it in, and then you as the leader can take the phrase out and turn it into a prayer and pray it for them in front of the group. So you could have several people posting them in. So this could become any kind of box you wanted to. So those are things that have been useful praying with older children. And my last idea for the morning, the afternoon, is praying for family members or children that you have no particular responsibility for. And these are prayer cards. Really, this is the kind of size I mean, but I just blew it up big so that you could see. It's an index card. So this is Dan, my nephew. So his name is at the top. I've written a verse that's a particularly good prayer. He's five. Bible verse that would be good to pray for him. I've written a couple of notes about him so that I'm reminded that he's a whole person. So he's a brother and sister, things that he likes. He's really into football. He's on the school council. I can't believe it. He's in reception and he's on the school council. I can't imagine what those meetings are like. You know, there he's got the chance to be kind to people in the playground because that's his special job. He's five. He's really influenced by particular boys in his class that he just follows blindly. I want to pray that he'll have good friends that love Jesus. So these are just kind of little thoughts about him. And then the idea with the prayer card is you just get it out and you scan your eyes over it. I'm not necessarily going to be praying for everything on that card every time. Just have a couple of seconds scanning over it and then I'm going to pray for him. This is quite handy as well, actually, because you can update bits. So maybe once a year, even. Don't have to feel like this is a really pressured thing. You might want to add something else, or there's something new, a new issue that's come up. Or you might be able to see that there's an answer to prayer, and you can just scribble that down on it. Again, seeing that this is a whole person, and I'm thinking I know lots about him. How can I pray for him effectively? You might feel like this, well, I don't know, if you've got loads of kids or godchildren or grandchildren or nieces and nephews, I think this is like a massive ordeal. I'll have a whole index box full of cards. Just do one at a time. Spend one morning when you're doing your quiet time and write for one person and pray for them. I think this is just, I have a very short attention span, so I get bored of things very quickly. I just think, try it for a bit and see. It's just quite effective. Have a quick look through. Pray for that person. So it might be that you have particular children in your group. If you're rotated out and you're responsible for praying for three kids and he's responsible for praying for those three kids, your three kids, you just pray for them and write them down on a prayer card. Write down all the little key things so you know them and pray for them. Now those are the ideas that I've brought with me. That is it from my table. But I think probably you've got lots of great ideas, and it'd be really helpful to see and hear what works well with the children in your church or in your home. So anybody who'd like to share their ideas with us, what have you found that works? Or maybe it's been a disaster and you can warn us not to try it.
I think our hardest challenge is when you're praying with the Smith School is it's very easy that prayer turns into a show and tell. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to be part today. Thank you that it's my birthday. So I think what we've really tried to do is to model just lots of different prayers that almost not about them, trying to get them. They're so intrinsically selfish at that age. It's trying to let them see, you know, maybe praying for other adults in church or for their homes or for whatever it might be. Because otherwise, if there's no structure to it, it's just...
So how have you modelled that?
Through different things. We've done past the prayer where there's a little box and inside the box there's little things like family, school, and so when the music stops they have to stop and one of whoever it is takes it out and then they pray for that kind of thing. Just to give them a focus, otherwise if you give them nothing, it just becomes about them then.
Different things like that. That's great. having some kind of link to a mission partner as well, and especially if your mission partner's got children, and having a link to their children's quite good then, isn't it, for them to see kind of outside their own need, but there's somebody they can relate to. So we had a family, and their children were in our Sunday school groups, and they went away. But so they knew these children, so then if we pray for them, they say, oh yes, but I know this boy. We've played with him, we've sat with him, let's pray for him. So yeah, that's right, let's get them to encourage them to look outwards. Thanks. Any other ideas?
Just to say that we've got some children they don't like, actually, and they feel very nervous, like you were saying, about speaking out. So what we do, it's very similar to the pen, but you have like a soft sponge ball, and then whoever's got the ball speaks, because one that they like that they're catching the ball and they're looking out for it and they want the ball, really. But we just say hi Jesus, or thank you Jesus, or something. If they can't think of anything to say, just that they're actually involved in it, even if they can't think. Some of them, I think, can feel a bit left out, really.
I mean, actually, you can get people to write a prayer first and then to say it, can't you? So we have, you've got to just be confident enough just to speak. But that is a big deal, isn't it? So I've kind of thought, well, I need to know how I'm going to end this prayer, or I need to know how it's going to go. But actually, you could say, well, let's just write the sentence down and then speak it. And I've been in prayer meetings with adults who've done that. So they've kind of come to the prayer meeting, and I've seen them get out their notebook, and they've read a prayer that they've written already, because they're nervous about praying in a group because they're worried about those things. So the adults feel the same. So let's make it easy for people. Yes, you can. You can make it very, very short. You could say, why don't you say, thank you God for my mum, and then, or why don't you write your prayer out and we'll read, and then you can read it.
And then, sorry, and the other thing you said about the focus and everything, that if you get off the track, I know what you mean. And but like, so for Mother's Day, we're doing taking a whole load of props in, so like a whisk, so they'll each have a prop each, say thank you mum for cooking for me, thank you mummy for a bandage for when I'm poorly and that sort of thing, or a plaster or something, so each one's got something to pray for. That's good, it's like a visual thing.
That is good, thank you.
I find that the group I pray with, they get quite nervous about when to start, when to end, and so what I do is they go around the circle and I say their name in turn, so then they feel like it makes the transition for them, instead of having to just stop.
They've got the invitation.
Hope that the next person will take it up, and then they say pass if they don't want to pray, and then like that's sort of our mutual agreement. So they don't feel embarrassed to say pass.
Because there's all sorts of fears going on, aren't there? So that, you know, someone might say amen very quietly, and I've not heard them, so I don't know if they've finished their prayer, so I don't know that it's my turn. So yes, you say.
I just leave a little gap, and then I say their name, and then they feel it's very clear that it's the expectation that they can take it. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Also, they're saying the same prayer again. So I think if you're going around the circle and someone's prayed for someone who's poorly, then they think, oh no, they've stolen my idea. I can't pray that now, and I don't know what to pray. So again, saying, doesn't matter. We can pray for the same person. Everybody can pray for the same person. That's absolutely fine. It's not that you've stolen someone's prayer idea. We can all be praying for that thing. That is okay. Yeah, I think part of it is kind of foreseeing those tricky things all the time. They're so nervous. That's good, thank you. Yes, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we were talking about praying recently, and one of my 10-year-olds said, oh, I will always used to just pray about me. He said, but I've started using Bible notes, and it's the XTB ones. And he said, and now I pray about what I've read in the Bible, because those notes, just now that he's got a little model for what to pray. So it does, we don't want them to turn them into our prayers, but I think we do need to teach them what sort of things you can pray. So for him, it was, he found that really helpful, having little prayers.
And if there's someone you don't know very well that you want to pray for them, what can you pray? Well, let's see what the Bible says. Let's pray that they would, then their love of Christ would increase more and more. Well, that's a good thing. We could pray that they'd know Jesus more, they'd know his love for them. So that you're right, that's helpful. Good ideas,
When I was, say, in the older teenage years, we sometimes used to share in the group like prayer requests for ourselves, and then we'd go around the circle and everyone like pray for the person on their left. So getting to have it like praying for others.
And I think also that's good, but also having a bit of a recap of what people's prayer requests were, because you sometimes see that flash of fear again. You say pray for the person on the left, and you see that they thought, oh no, I'd forgotten what the person on the left said they needed prayer for. So we're going to pray for the person on the left. Let's just check. We all know what those things are. Yeah, Rachel prayed for this, Bob prayed for this. Right, right. Now we're ready. Everyone know what they're praying for? Okay, let's pray. Yeah. So, yeah, make sure they know what the prayer request is. Yeah. Yes, that is good. If you know your left from your right as well, that's always handy. Yes, thank you.
We regularly divide a whiteboard into two and put thanks at the top and please on the other side.
Yeah.
And then the children give the things that they want to say thank you for and just tend to write notes and try to put some of them together, like so-and-so's had a birthday party or a sleepover and somebody else has, that sort of thing. And then we do the same for pleasers, and the children put down things that they want us, would like us to pray for. And then we go through the leader goes through the thank yous and that might say, so-and-so has done very well at school and so-and-so has got a prize for his footballing, so we all want to say, and everybody shouts out, thank you, Lord. Okay. And then for the pleasers, sometimes it's a bit riotous, but you do. And if you try to miss it out, they say, I've done praise it, thanks today, because they want to give you their news and things they want. And for pleasers, they just tell you things that they really want us to pray for themselves, for their families, for their friends and everything, and we just jot them down, and then the children pray for them out loud as they feel they can.
Yeah.
And that, they like, seem to like that it works.
How do you stop the thanks just being silly things, or are they
stop
them being silly things that they're saying, or are they just quite sensible?
On the whole, they're not silly things. Occasionally they are. Sometimes they're months ahead or weeks ago. My birthday, I'm going to be 18 6 weeks time. Well, we're going to be here 5 more weeks before then.
We'll have time.
You tend to sort of like, all right, we'll put that in. Generally speaking, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've got the idea that they're real things that they want us to say thank you for, that they're pleased about.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, just generally, how do we pray from the passage? How do we encourage the children to pray in response to what they've heard?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. That's a good question. So I would tend to say, what is the thing that we've learned from today? I guess partly it's boiling it down to something that they can take away. So what have we learned about God from this passage?
Would you generally pray that prayer? Or
I think I would... I don't do a lot of sometimes. I think I would tend to say, I think often I'd be determined by time, how much time I have. I think I'm going to get back into church now, I best say the prayer. Or
and then you turn to this kind of prayer that
you've
been talking about, or?
Do you do both, do you mean?
Well, I'm just because that's the
What do people do? What do you do? Who works with 7 to 11s? What do you?
Hopefully. I mean, it doesn't work. I can't do it now. For a different reason, which I'm frustrated about, just because of the numbers in the group. But I've done it before with the same, you're passing something round.
Yeah.
So we've talked about what we've learned about and what we then want to tell God about that. And then we'll just pass something round quite often. So say exactly the same strategies, or say their name, or go around the circle, or pat them on the head, or...
I think what I've done with the 14 to 18 is some weeks we pray just from the passage. And then some weeks. And I've tended to do more praying from the passage with them because I thought they're quick to pray about things for themselves. So I've concentrated more on what have we seen from God from this passage? What have we learned about the Lord Jesus? How can we pray about this then? And every few weeks I might say, actually, you know, what can we pray for you? So I would tend to major more on the praying from the passage. I don't know who. Someone else. Did you have 7 to 11s over here? Someone over here.
Yeah.
What did you say?
We tend to pay more for a passage because it can be love and sometimes it's thankfulness, but depending on what the passage is, and then just sometimes at the end, then just says anybody got any more prayers they want to pray, just put your hand up if you want to. Mm. But it tends to be in our planning session, we tend to decide what we're doing, and we just tend to vary the way we do it, so we tend to do quite a few of these bits that you've done, just trying to have a bit of variance really.
Yeah.
So
I think I'd like to be better at being the kind of person that said with anybody, a child or a teenager or an adult, whenever I just saw them and something came up, let's pray about that now. Mm. So I think if it's an issue for them personally, I'd like to think that I knew them well enough and they said, this week's just been really hard, I'm really struggling with this, or this person's been really mean to me. I'd like to be the kind of person that said, we don't need to wait till Sunday morning when we've got this group time. Let's just pray. Shall we just pray about that now? I'm not that person, but I'd like to be that person that did that. So it's just natural. We're just taking every opportunity to pray when things are just coming up all the time about needs, personal needs.
What we do with our little ones, we've got quite a wide age range in our children's church, and we've kind of taken it as a chatting time. So it's like, it's now have time to chat with the Lord, with God, and because prayer is, well, we're chatting all the time with the Lord, and you know, us as leaders as well, we'll walk around, and if we see something, we'll say, oh Lord, thank you for Elizabeth doing this. This is wonderful, isn't it, Elizabeth? And we make it that is what, because he's our Heavenly Father, he's our Dad. Yeah. We can talk to our Dad anytime. We're also quite free in, we're saying, you know what, guys, we're going to have a chat time, so just get your space. Where are you happy? How do you want to be? Yeah. Do you want to sit? Do you want to lie? Do you want to stand on your head? Just get your space and don't interrupt anybody. Yeah. We can have a chat time now. And then we'll bring suggestions like, wow, today's Bible study, let's chat to God about something great he did in our life. Let's chat to God about somebody who's poorly and see what the Lord does. Mm. And so we kind of, I think the part where we're struggling at the moment and where God's moving us into is the listening time, so it's very different. Chat, you know, but it's working really, really well. And at the end of our Bible sessions, we have kind of built like what we call a soapbox, because it's fun and we laugh a lot and we're crazy and we have lots of fun. And it's the case of, has anybody feel that God's spoken to them today about this Bible story? Do you want to share with us? And then it's a rush to the front, who gets on the soapbox first to share with us. And they were like, wow, should we chat to God about that? And then everybody chats. And you know, so but it's the, as I said, it's the next thing, okay. Yeah. We now become great at chatting, but let's get good at listening.
I think this book is really helpful about this idea of an ongoing conversation with God. So not having this is our set prayer time, and we've done our prayer bit now, and now we move on to the rest of our life. This is just ongoing. That's why the idea of short prayers is so helpful, isn't it? Because actually we can just be walking down the street and say, thank you, Lord, for sunshine, or we can see some kind of temptation, Lord, have mercy on me, save me from that. This is just kind of ongoing, and I suppose that's what we want to teach the children, isn't it? That this is our Heavenly Father. We come to him because we love him, and because he loves us. That's what we need to learn ourselves, isn't it? And then try and teach it to the children. It's quarter past... Oh, last one. And then we need to...
I was going to say, I think children's prayer can sometimes be so beautiful. Like, it can genuinely just be not... like strong words, they just say words like in normal language, and I think that's to be encouraged. Sometimes we said to the kids, we were like, how would you like to pray? And they said, sometimes we don't want to do it out loud, so we had we gave everyone like a stone or a pebble, so everyone had their pebble, and we just had some music on, and everyone just thought about what they were going to say, and then some people said it out loud, some people didn't, and then you like put it in the water. So you know your kind of idea of bringing things up to the board?
Yeah.
Like that can be a really nice way, because you let go of worries, or you say, you know, like kind of sending a prayer, and that's quite a nice thing to encourage.
I think you're right, it is good to think, to encourage children that they don't have to kind of say anything fancy or complicated.
Use, like, churchy speak.
So talk as God, Heavenly Father.
Say it in normal words.
Thank you. It's 2:15, so I was told to finish here so that you have time to get on to the next thing, which starts at 8:30. Thank you for coming. Let me say a prayer for us as we go. Lord God, thank you that we are your children, you know us and you love us, and that you want this relationship with us. Thank you for the children that we work with. Thank you that you want that relationship with them. And I pray that you would help us to be those who pray, help us to model what a praying life looks like, help us to take every opportunity to pray with the children, and we ask that you would teach the children that we live with and work with how great you are, that they would see what a privilege prayer is. So please help us with this. We can't do it on our own, and so we need your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.